Well, just one other guy I would like to see up here answering some questions was Samaj Inge. It seemed like every time we needed a huge rebound, he stepped up and got it, especially late in the game. So, and I absolutely was on him like you couldn't believe early in the game. I kind of ragged on him tremendously, and he just fought back and thought he was a key to that. Obviously, Deontay made some huge shots, and everybody had to play well for us in order to win the game, but I was especially proud of Samaj.
Okay, just raise your hand. Steve, come around the microphone.
Deontay, was there a moment maybe where you thought your shot was never going to come back?
You know, like I always said, man, you know, good shooters go into slumps, but, you know, my coach had, Coach Dunf had all the confidence in the world in me, man. When I went to the bench, you know, he just told me, every shot you're going to shoot from now on is going in the basket. And I believe that. And, you know, I went out there knowing that every shot that I was going to shoot was going to go in. And my teammates had all the confidence in the world in my shot as well. You know, towards the end of the game, they just said, it's your time. You know, we need to win. We're going to put the ball in your hands. And that's what they did. And I think I did a great job of delivering for my team. But like Coach said, man, we wouldn't have been in that position without Samaj Inge and the play and the way he played, man. He played great within the last 10 minutes of the game, man. He did everything that we needed, man. He gave to us.
Do you not that three to give you a 4-point lead there near the end? Looked like you had guys open. They were kind of even waiting for you to call the ball, but you kept dribbling and dribbling until you finally pulled up. Was that one of those where you said, this is the time here and I'm taking it?
Yeah, it was just in my mind that, you know, my team need a basket right now. You know, I'm a senior. I'm a leader of this team, and I need to make this basket in order for us to win this game. And I just had that in my mind. And I knew once I took one more dribble and he backed up a little bit more, it was going up. And that's what I did. But, you know, I got a lot of respect for Xavier and what Coach Sean Miller has done for that program and B.J. Raymond as a defender. But I think I give all, you know, props to my team and our coaching staff for what we have accomplished today in the year.
Doug? Coach Duffy, maybe if you could
have any more for the players, they can get going.
Hey, Brian, you guys are on a team that turns people over a lot, but you know, 9 steals as a team, you turn them over 15 times. What was it that made that happen?
I mean, I think we were working, you know, our butts off on defense. There was a stretch in there during a media timeout, I think, where Coach Duke said, we were up one, and Coach Duke said, if we get stops for the rest of the game, we're going to win this game. And we just kept getting stops, kept hitting the glass, getting the first rebound, and we just worked really hard down the stretch, and it paid off.
Can you talk about the defensive effort that B.J. Raymond put on you? It seemed like he was really trying to defend you and really playing you very tight.
Oh, it was great. You know, when we went down Xavier and played against him the first time, I thought he did a tremendous job on me. You know, he limited my touches, and today he did the same thing. But, you know, unfortunately, I took some tough shots today, but they went in today, and, you know, he still did a great job on me, I think. And like I said, that team is a great team, a great defensive team, one of the best in the country, and B.J. Raymond is one of the best defenders I have come across in a long time. So, you know, he did a great job with me today, I think.
Deontay, what does it mean now? You're in the finals again, right here, Deontay, and Ryan, too, both of you. What does it mean? Temple back in the A-10 finals with a chance to get back to the NCAA tournament.
It means a lot. It just says a lot about our program, about our character, about our coaches. And I think this team has worked so hard to get to where we are right now. And it means so much to me because, you know, the leaders that we had last year did the same thing that me, Samaj, and Serge is doing right now. And it feels good to know that I can say I led my team to another Atlantic 10 championship, man. So it definitely means a lot, not only to me, but to the program, to my teammates and my coaches as well.
It's great. It's a goal that we, you know, definitely set out to accomplish at the beginning of the year. And to be back there for a second time, I mean, you know, we can't go out there and let it get away from us now. You know, we're too close, and I think we're definitely going to go out there and play, if not harder, as hard as we played tonight, and hopefully come out with the win.
Deontay and Ryan, thank you.
Thank you.
Jeff?
Fran, some people may look at those numbers and say that, you know, it wasn't a good offensive performance, but was that, you know, a high quality of defensive performances off of both teams out there?
Well, Xavier's a tremendous defensive basketball team. I think they hang their hat on their defense as good as they are offensively, and I think they're very, very skilled. I think defensively is really where they make their money. I'd like to think that we're getting better defensively. We have some good defensive numbers for the year. I thought it was a hard-fought game, and you know, a lot of your offensive game plan is out the window. It's just it's getting blood from a stone at some point trying to score, and you need your best players to step up. I thought Deontay did that late in the game, certainly, but we made some enough plays to get the victory, but it was a hard, hard-fought game.
At least on the surface, we don't see Deontay get over the threshold tonight. In the shots, even tonight, the third foul, had to battle through a lot of different points in the game before he hit those two big shots. Where do you compare this performance to those?
Well, you know, there was just a feeling that I had. I thought that he was going to be the guy that was going to lead us. I just thought he was going to step up at the right time. And you know what? He deserved that opportunity. So we kind of gave him the ball and just told him, do something with it, and again, really profound offensive strategy. Give it to Deontay, and hopefully he makes a play. And luckily, he did. He made some great plays. But again, he deserved to have the ball in his hands. He's worked hard. He's been a great representative of Temple. He's had a fabulous career. So really happy for him how he finished the game tonight.
When he got his third dunk, when you took him out, were you going to play it by ear to see how the game went before you went back, or did you have something in your mind?
Yeah, I think what we typically do is just try to get him in on offense and out on defense as best we possibly can. His fourth foul, I think, was he was holding Raymond. I thought that was a pretty good call. He was arguing about it, but he had his hands up, and if he had his hands here, he may not have gotten that call. But you're just going to have to live with him at some point, and we were trying to get him in again for offense, out for defense. So just you're right, playing it by ear as best we could.
Brand right here, along that same lines, was he chomping at the bit to get back in, or did you guys have a conversation on the side?
Yeah, no, there's no conversation, but when one of your players looks at you the whole time you're talking, that never happens, by the way. They're never that attentive, but what he wanted to do was catch my eye to say, you're back in there again, and I purposely did not look at him because I wasn't going to put him in the game, and it was the first time he's ever looked me in the face when I was trying to give my great timeout talks, you know.
John? Grant, can you talk
about the boys' night time? Well, his night, I think, was especially fantastic in the first half. He had six offensive rebounds in the first half, kept balls alive, got some really tough baskets for us, and he's a tremendous basketball player. And again, he's playing with a sizable swelling in his ankle, and he's just toughing it out. But he's been great. He's been great at everything he does. He had a great rebounding night tonight. Didn't get any offensive rebounds in the second half, but he was a terrific basketball player, made a couple big baskets for us.
Fred, they were a big team, obviously likes to go to the glass. And with that, what contributions did you get from Sergio Olmos tonight to counteract that?
Yeah, Serge did a good job. Disappointed he missed that one dunk in the lane. Like to see that go down. I'm sure nobody's more disappointed than Serge, but Serge is playing really good basketball. He made a big-time jump shot for us and on the wing. I think right after he missed the dunk, he got a jump shot in the short corner. So Serge is doing good work. And he's hard to play against because he's so big. And once he raises those arms, it's hard to shoot over top by the opposition. So I thought he did a terrific job for us.
Chuck?
Coach, get a little deja vu. Once again, you're back here with a chance to get to the NCAA tournament and win the Atlantic 10. Just the same question I asked the players.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. I'm so happy for the players, and we've worked hard, but every team works hard. Every team, you know, at this point in time, puts so much effort and energy, and this coaching staffs do wonderful jobs and work hard. And so, I mean, we're just lucky. We're luckier than most, and we have ourselves in position, and we'll see who we're going to play tomorrow night, knowing it's going to be a great, great contest. We're going to have to play just as hard and just as well and see if we can't get lucky again tomorrow night.
Fran, just to kind of build on that, with last year, first of all, how did you handle the 22 hours or so leading up to the championship game, and is there anything that you might do differently this year on that experience?
No, I'll be honest with you, I can't remember if we played the first game or the second game on Friday night last year. I don't recall. Second game? Okay, but this year is a little different. We're going to sit and watch the game. I'm sure our guys will try to grab something to eat. Concession stands here at the boardwalk hall, and we'll watch the game, and we'll get out of here as quickly as we can, and we'll watch. Certainly, coaches will watch a lot of film tonight. The players will get them up early, and we'll have a shoot around tomorrow, and we'll watch film. We'll have a shoot around. We'll watch some more film, and hopefully be prepared by the time 6 o'clock rolls around tomorrow.
Last question, Tom.
Fran, just one thing. Looking ahead a little bit, Duquesne and Dayton present a lot of different challenges, or just kind of go over each.
Different from each other. You mean like Dayton throws you one aspect of the game, and Duquesne? Yeah, they're different teams. Both will be very difficult for us as a matchup. We played both away from home this year. We were lucky enough to beat Duquesne. We weren't lucky enough to beat Dayton. They throw a lot of bodies at you. Duquesne is not as deep. Duquesne has an interesting style of play. We're going to have to really get ready for that if they are successful tonight. But obviously, we'll face that challenge. Whoever it is, going to be a good basketball team, and hopefully, be a great game like it was tonight.